إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters, I wanted to talk to you today about empathy. And the words empathy and sympathy are words which sound similar, and their meanings are similar, although there's a slight difference between the two. Sympathy, when you show sympathy to somebody else, is feeling compassion for someone, for someone's situation, for someone's predicament, feeling sorry for them and their state and whatever it is that they're going through. Empathy, on the other hand, is recognizing, understanding, and sharing the feelings that somebody's going through. Namely, putting yourselves in that person's shoes, as if those very same things were happening to you. So, when you put yourselves in that person's shoes, you're imagining how you would feel if you were there, in his place, experiencing what he's experiencing, hearing whatever it is that he's hearing, going through whatever it is that he's going through. And when you have this sense of empathy, brothers and sisters, you want to help that person more than if you just had sympathy. Because sympathy is simply just feeling sorry for somebody. When you have empathy, you're putting yourself in that person's shoes. And knowing how that person feels, because you're empathizing with him, because you have empathy, you want to do more for them. You're more proactive in helping that person, brother or sister, husband or wife, mother or father, friend or neighbor, go through along with you and help them, be alongside them while they're going through that trial or that predicament that they're going through. And in fact, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us in a hadith about how the believers are towards one another. And he gave a beautiful example of the believers. And he said, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادُّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ. The example of the believers between one another in their mercy, in their love, in their compassion for each other. مَثَلُ الْجَسَدِ is like the example of a body. When one part of the body feels pain, تَدَاعَى لَهُ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ, the whole body ends up feeling pain. And the whole body is affected. بِالسَّهَرِ وَالْحُمَّى, it's affected with fever and sleeplessness. Meaning, when one part of your body feels pain, the rest of the body experiences that pain, even if that pain is on a tiny part of your body. If it's a paper cut on your fingertips, for example, the whole body feels that pain. There are some actions you're not able to do, things you're not able to touch or pick up because of that small amount of pain, but it's affecting your whole body. It's affecting your way of life, the way you do things. And when a person is suffering from a pain, sometimes he can't sleep. And this example which the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us and given us shows us that when a person is going through something, the way we should feel is a way such that if we were sleeping, it's on our minds what that person is going through, so much so that we can't even sleep. This is empathy. This can only happen if a person has empathy with another individual, when he's empathizing with them, putting himself in another person's shoes. And of course, the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was from the greatest people who showed empathy towards others. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala told us about how he would have empathy for his fellow Muslim brothers and sisters. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, verily a messenger has come to you. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُمْ It's grievous to him what happens to you, what you go through, what you suffer with. Whenever he saw the companion suffering, it affected him. It hurt him. Because he had this empathy for his companions. Radiallahu anhum ajma'in. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ He's someone who has care over you. He has concern over you. بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ With the believers, he has this love. He has this mercy. He shows love and mercy towards those who are around him. And when we look at the seerah, brothers and sisters, we'll notice many, many examples of how the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would show empathy towards others. And sometimes he would react and help people before they even say anything. Because he understood what they were going through, he would see their state, he would see their condition. They wouldn't have to ask. He would be proactive in helping them. Once the companion said, we were with the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Medina in the early hours of the morning. And a group of people came wandering into the city, and these people, they were barefooted. And they were so skinny, their skin was attached and it clung to their bones, like they hadn't eaten for days. And they had rags and torn garments draped over their bodies, which wasn't covering their aura. And they had swords wrapped around their necks because they had no bags or anything to carry their possessions in. And as soon as the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw this, his face changed. And he stood up. And he told Bilal radiallahu anhu to give the adhan, because it was a time for salah. And then when the iqama went, he led the Muslims in prayer. And after the prayer, he stood up and he advised and told the companions to give whatever they can give for these people, for this tribe who had come. And they were from the tribe of Mudar. And so the companions, after the salah, it said they rushed into their homes. And they came back with food and with money and whatever they could gather from their homes. To the extent that they were piles of food and piles of clothing in front of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when he saw this, he relaxed and his face changed. And he saw there was contentment. They saw contentment on his face. And he was happy because the companions responded and they reacted in the correct way. But when we look at this hadith, brothers and sisters, simply looking at their state, the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam understood what condition they were in. He never waited for them to ask. Many times we see people in a difficult circumstance, in harsh situations, in times of poverty. We know they're struggling. They may be homeless people on the street. They may be others. We know they're going through times of difficulty. But we turn the other way. We may ignore them. We may not turn to them and wish to help them. Unless maybe they ask, and then maybe I'll consider it. The Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would show empathy to others who maybe weren't as friendly towards him, to his own enemies, even those who fought him in battle, those who physically fought him. At the Battle of Uhud, the situation became so severe for the Muslims that one of the enemy soldiers struck an arrow, and the arrow flew into the air and landed in the face of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, piercing through his cheek and breaking one of his teeth. And when the companions saw this, they thought that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had been killed, because an arrow had just entered into his face. And the non-Muslim shouted out, "Qutila Muhammad, Qutila Muhammad, Muhammad has been killed." And eventually, when they realized he's still alive, they rushed towards him and they were angry. Look at what the non-Muslims are doing to our beloved Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. And so they said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "O Messenger of Allah, make dua against these people. Look at what they're doing to you. Make dua against them, that Allah punishes them." And so the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he raised his hands and he looked up into the heavens and he said, "Allahumma ighfir liqawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun." Oh Allah, forgive my people because they don't know. They don't understand. They don't know what they're doing. They're ignorant. They don't know about Islam. They don't know about the truth. They have no idea. Oh Allah, forgive them. Overlook their faults. And this was towards his enemies, who were physically attacking him. Not only does this show his empathy, he's putting himself in that situation. The amount of rage that they're feeling, the anger that they're feeling. They're thinking this man is the man who's splitting up Quraysh and splitting up the Arabs. Whereas in fact he was uniting the Muslims, uniting not just the Arabs, but other people from other nationalities and other countries and other continents. But from their perspective, he could understand, he had empathy, even though they were his enemies, and even though they were wrong. And so he would make dua for them. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam would even show empathy towards animals. Once he went into a garden and he saw a camel, and this camel was very thin, very weak. And the camel was sobbing. He was making a sobbing sound. And when the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam saw it, he went up to it and he started to cry. Crying because of how he saw this camel behaving. Because of the state of the camel, an animal, not even a human being. And he went up to the camel and started to pat its head and stroke its head. And then he called the owner of the camel. And he told him, "Don't you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about this beast that Allah has put in your possession. This camel is complaining to me that you keep it hungry and you overload it." This was the empathy of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. Empathy to his enemies, empathy to his companions, empathy to the poor and to the needy, understanding where they come from. When you understand where someone is coming from and their position, you can help them more effectively. Another incident tells us and shows us how empathetic the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam was when he was leading the companions in salah. And when he was leading them in salah, he was reciting, and during the prayer, a baby started to cry and scream. And when this baby started to cry, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he shortened the prayer. Shortening the prayer because of a baby crying. And when he finished the prayer, he turned around and he told the companions, he said, "I started the prayer and I wanted to make the prayer long. I wanted to prolong the prayer. And then I heard the crying of this baby, the crying of this infant. So I made my prayer short because I know the distress caused as a result of this baby crying to its mother." Empathy to the mother, praying in the masjid, making the effort to come to the masjid with her baby in difficult circumstances, wishing to pray in the masjid behind the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when she starts praying, her baby starts to cry. And sometimes when we hear babies crying in salah, we tend to think, where is the father? Where is the mother? Why don't they take control of their children? This isn't a place to bring your children. They should control them. I can't even focus on my salah anymore. Yet the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam ended up shortening his prayer, making his own prayer short, because he understands the mother's perspective. He has empathy for the mother. The mother in that situation might be thinking, what's happened to my baby? The baby was fine a minute ago. Why is he or she crying? What's happened to them? Why are they screaming? Maybe they've been hurt. Maybe someone's done something. Maybe someone's harmed them. Maybe something fell on it. So when we see this empathy that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam shows, not just to his enemies, not just to his companions, not just to animals, but also when we look at the family unit, things that we tend to neglect, our parents, our siblings, our spouses, our children, and how much empathy the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam would have for all kinds of people in the community. And so when he heard the crying of the baby, he shortened the prayer, understanding the perspective of the mother and the distress that she might be going through and her worries. And she doesn't want to leave the prayer because she's praying behind the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so instead, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam accommodates and he shortens the prayer so that the mother can turn to her baby and tend to the baby's needs. All of these examples, brothers and sisters, are examples which show us the empathy of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. And the companions, they learn from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They learned this empathy. And they would have empathy towards one another. Umar radiallahu an, when they were about to conquer Mecca or liberate Mecca, and before they entered Mecca, he was with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Al-Abbas was coming into the camp from Mecca with Abu Sufyan, the leader of the enemy. And he had covered his face so nobody would recognize him. When they approached the tent of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Umar radiallahu anhu was there. And straight away he noticed Abu Sufyan, because he was also from Mecca. And so he stood up and he said, Abu Sufyan, Alhamdulillah, the one who has brought me to you without me having to do anything. Meaning, I just have to kill you and it's over. This war is over. There'll be no more fighting taking place. Allah has brought me to you. This is a favor from Allah. And so Al-Abbas told him, take it easy, calm down. He's under my protection. I'm taking him inside the tent of the Messenger of Allah. So he makes his way inside. And while they're going inside, and when they go inside, Umar radiallahu anhu and Al-Abbas, they're quarreling. And Al-Abbas becomes angry. And he says, Umar, if this was somebody from your tribe, then you wouldn't be behaving like this. If it was somebody from your tribe, then you wouldn't be threatening to kill him. So this tribal mentality came in. And Al-Abbas was somebody who had just accepted Islam. So he was new to Islam. When Umar radiallahu anhu heard this, he took a step back. And he was surprised. He was shocked. And he said, Mahlan ya Abbas, take it easy, O Abbas. For wallahi, the day that you accepted Islam was more beloved to me than if my own father had accepted Islam, because of how much happiness it gave to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you, his uncle, became a Muslim. So Umar radiallahu an understood what made the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam happy and sad. Sometimes the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would cry, and the companions, they would say, O Messenger of Allah, tell us why you're crying so we can cry with you. So we can understand why you're crying so we can cry as well. Because they wanted to understand and have empathy, especially for the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. Abu Bakr radiallahu an, when they finally entered into Mecca and liberated Mecca, his father was brought to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he was very old in age. And he accepted Islam at the hands of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Abu Bakr radiallahu an looked sad and started to cry. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he told him, "Why are you crying? This is a happy occasion." He said, "O Messenger of Allah, what I would do to replace my own father with your uncle Abu Talib. What I would do to replace my own father now, who has just become Muslim, with your uncle Abu Talib, who is like a father to him. What I would do to replace him with him." Because Abu Bakr radiallahu an understood what made the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy. When we reflect on all these incidents, brothers and sisters, it shows us and makes us realize the importance of empathy, and how when you empathize with people, it increases the bond of brotherhood, increases that love that you have between one another. It increases your love with your spouse, with your family members, with your neighbors, with your friends, with your fellow Muslim brother and sister. It increases that compassion, that mercy. And then you want to help them more because you wouldn't like to be in those situations yourself. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين. Nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. We were talking about empathy and how empathy differs to sympathy, because sympathy is feeling sorry for someone, showing compassion to somebody who is going through something. And we said empathy is of a higher level, because empathy is when you understand the feelings that a person is going through, putting yourself in another person's shoes. And when you do this, you're feeling that sadness, you're feeling that embarrassment, you're feeling that anger. And when you have those same feelings that that person has, you want to do whatever you can to help them. And we gave examples from the life of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he would also show empathy, he would also show compassion to those who were around him. The mothers to the babies, the companions who were poor, his own enemies, even animals. And when we reflect, brothers and sisters, on our own state, we have to ask ourselves, how much empathy do we show? How much do we actually put ourselves in another person's shoes? And look at what exactly is it that they're going through? How exactly are they feeling? If I was in that situation, then how would I feel? And how would I like others to treat me? And how would I want others to help me? And if we look at, for example, the homeless person, doesn't it ever cross your mind how this person ended up on the street? About his story. What made him go from being in a home, possibly with a job, maybe with a family, and then ending up on the streets? What exactly happened? These individuals, something must have happened in their life that caused them to be where they are now. And the difficulties that people must have been going through. And brothers and sisters, when we talk about homeless people, we will be severely misunderstood if we thought that this issue only affects non-Muslims. There are many Muslims who are poor and many Muslims who are suffering from homelessness. Because these societal issues are issues which affect non-Muslims and also Muslims. When we see a homeless person, maybe he had a family, maybe he lost his job, maybe he was sick,
Maybe as a result of his sickness, he couldn't work. And then he couldn't pay the bills. He couldn't pay the rent for his home. His family left him. He became homeless. He was evicted. And he has nowhere else to go. And so out of desperation, he has to sit on the ground, asking other people for food, asking other people for money. Can you just imagine being in a situation where you're sitting and that embarrassment, that humiliation of asking somebody for a pound, somebody for some change? Can you spare some change, please? Many of us have heard this comment. And then on top of this, on top of the humiliation, somebody completely ignoring you, not even looking at you as if you don't even exist. How would this person think, or how would you think? How would you behave? How would you react? Your morale would go all the way down. It wasn't high in the first place. And you would think to yourselves, if I top myself right now, if I kill myself right now, nobody would realize, nobody would miss me. No one misses me anyway. I'm not very significant in society. So putting yourself in another person's situation, having empathy for others, makes us want to help other people. Us as family members, recognizing what our spouses go through. When a person works to provide for his family, and he comes home, and his spouse, or even her spouse, maybe is nagging, arguing, not giving the person any rest. Or the wife at home, taking care of the children, something which is looked down upon in society today. One of the most praiseworthy things a woman could do is to raise children to be righteous individuals. The correct tarbiyah. When she's in that situation, taking care of a number of children, one, two, three, four children, and she tires herself out, feeding, clothing, teaching, educating them. And then the spouse comes home, the husband comes home, and he just starts complaining about how the house looks. Not recognizing, not empathizing with her and realizing her state and her situation and what she's been going through with the children for that day. When we reflect on our neighbors, when they're quarreling with their family members, when there's signs of sadness on their face, how many times do we reflect and look at their situations? They don't have a car. They're old in age. Nobody comes to see them. How difficult it must be for them to make ends meet. The Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he told us, he isn't a true believer, the one who eats till he's full and his neighbor is hungry. So when we reflect, brothers and sisters, there are many people that we tend to think are better off than us. Or we tend to reflect on our own state, but we fail to reflect on how other people are coping, what other people are going through. And the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he told us, وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَدَامَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. Allah helps the slave so long as the slave helps his fellow Muslim brother or sister. You're going through a family issue. You're going through a financial problem. You can't find work. You're suffering from a sickness, from an illness. Help others who are going through similar things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your creator, your sustainer, will end up helping you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the ability to be able to show empathy to those who are around us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. إن الله يأمركم بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله